Do you like the WYXR archive you're listening to now? Well, we need your support to help keep it going. Go to WYXR.org and donate today.
To ever do it, and it's my second time seeing him. It's such a pleasure to see him. And because of that, we're doing an hour of Herbie Hancock, not only his songs from his bands, but also songs that he's played on, which there are many of. You know, he's been through that period, but from, you know, the 50s, 60s, 70s into the 80s and 90s, and even more modern, he's played with everyone. So he has, there's no dearth of music to choose from for this hour. So we have an hour of Herbie, going to get into that. But first off, I'm going to start off with Ain't That Easy by D'Angelo and the Vanguard. You know, we lost one of the greats this week, D'Angelo. I think, you know, he's not necessarily jazz per se, but he played with a lot of those guys. And he is one of those that is such a hero and such a groundbreaking musical figure for our lives. And it's really sad to lose a guy like that. So we're starting off with Ain't That Easy off of his 2014 album, Black Messiah.
But
That was You'll Know When You Get There off of Mwandishi, one of the great Herbie fusion records from the 70s. Next up, we have Get Out of Town by Rahsaan Roland Kirk off of his early record Domino, the great sax player. Herbie played piano on this, but this is one of his early records, really before he started getting into the real wild avant-garde stuff. So enjoy. Thank you. That was Footprints by the great Wayne Shorter, but that is the version that is on Miles Smiles by Miles Davis. And that version, I believe, has Miles on trumpet, of course, Wayne Shorter on sax, Herbie Hancock on piano, and Ron Carter on the bass. You know, all-time classic song, all-time classic record. Next up, we have another all-time classic record by the great Herbie Hancock off of his seminal album, Headhunters, Watermelon Man. Thank you. That was Red Clay with Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Herbie Hancock on keys, Ron Carter on the bass, Joe Henderson on sax, and Lenny White on drums. One of my favorites from Creed Taylor's CTI Records. Creed Taylor, the, of course, originator or first producer at Impulse Records, went on to create the cult classic CTI Records, and a lot of great records came from that label. You've been listening to Playing Changes with DJ Shmuel on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. If you like what you hear, go on down to WYXR.org and make a donation. Please think about becoming a regular donor. We couldn't run without our generous listeners like yourself. We run off of donations. So please think about becoming a donor. We need it. We need every penny. Thank you. You've been listening to the Jazz Hour, Playing Changes, DJ Shmuel. We're going to end off this hour with Thandiwa by Grishan Mankur. From some other stuff, his great Blue Note Records record. I don't know if it's his debut. I think it's his second record with Blue Note. But yeah, great Herbie record, Herbie on keys. Herbie, my favorite. He's the best. Love you guys. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your Sunday. Bye. Mm-hmm.